Today on Rappler. Philippine National Security Advisor Eduardo Año calls on the Foreign Affairs Department to expel Chinese diplomats following their release of a wiretapped phone call. The ombudsman recommends filing a graft case against former Health Secretary Francisco Duque III and former Budget Undersecretary Lloyd Christopher Lau over the Farmally scandal. Sharon Cuneta and former Senator Kiko Pangilinan sue showbiz talk show host Christopher Min for cyber libel. The iconic Sofitel Hotel in Manila may be shutting its doors for good. And OPM band Ben & Ben releases a new single titled Comments. Philippine National Security Advisor Eduardo Año calls on the Foreign Affairs Department to take appropriate action after diplomats from the Chinese embassy claimed to possess a recording of a phone call with a Philippine naval officer. He says, quote, "Those responsible for these malign influence and interference operations must be removed from the country immediately." He adds, the Chinese embassy's repeated acts of engaging in and dissemination of disinformation, misinformation, and malinformation should not be allowed to pass unsanctioned or without serious penalty. On Thursday, the Philippines reminded diplomats they should strictly adhere to the Vienna Convention and respect the laws of their host governments. The Chinese embassy in Manila earlier gave two local publications snippets of the purported recording of a phone call. In it, Philippine Western Command Chief Vice Admiral Alberto Carlos and a Chinese diplomat supposedly agreed to a so-called new model to handle tensions in Ayungin Shoal in the West Philippine Sea. The Office of the Ombudsman recommends filing a graft case against former Health Secretary Francisco Duque III and former Budget Undersecretary Lloyd Christopher Lau. The indictment stems from the allegedly irregular transfer of 41 billion pesos from the Health Department to the Budget Department's procurement service to purchase COVID-19 supplies. The ombudsman also finds Duque and Lau guilty of grave misconduct and conduct prejudicial to the best interest of the service. Investigations reveal that at the height of the pandemic, the Duterte administration awarded a number of multi-billion peso supply contracts to a small, inexperienced company called Farmally. The contracts were found to be anomalous. The ombudsman earlier dismissed Duque and Lau from service and forfeited all their retirement benefits. It also permanently disqualified them from public office. Sharon Cuneta and her husband, former Senator Kiko Pangilinan, filed a cyber libel complaint against showbiz talk show host Christopher Min on Friday, May 10 at the Makati Prosecutor's Office. The couple's lawyers say Cuneta and Pangilinan were subjected to, quote, humiliation and ridicule after Fermin spread malicious statements about them. In a statement, BSR Law says, Ms. Fermin cannot invoke the right to free speech as a shield to freely make slanderous statements and evade the consequences of such actions. This adds to a slew of cyber libel complaints against Fermin, which she acknowledged in the May 10 episode of her show, Christopher Minute. Just days ago, actress Bea Alonzo filed separate cyber libel complaints against Fermin, Oggy Diaz, and their program's co-hosts. The Sofitel Philippine Plaza Manila, one of the country's most renowned hotels, may be shutting its doors for good. Reports say the hotel in Pasay City will be taking reservations only until the end of June before closing permanently on July 1st after almost 5 decades of operations. It is said to be making way for refurbishments and renovations, while other reports say it will be a permanent closure. The hotel's operators have yet to confirm these reports. The iconic 5-star hotel is known for its sunset views of Manila Bay, now taken over by reclamation projects. One main attraction is its famous spiral buffet. The building was designed by national artists Leandro Locsin and Ildefonso P. Santos in 1976. It has 607 guest rooms, including the first-class Imperial Residence. It was awarded by the Travel and Leisure Luxury Awards Asia Pacific as the Philippines' best city hotel in 2023. OPM band Ben & Ben releases a new single titled Comets Friday, May 10, in time for the band's 7th anniversary. The members described the song as a, quote, message of healing and hope in the midst of loss. In a Rappler Talk interview, the members revealed the song took 4 years to complete until Indonesian producer Petra Sihombing stepped in and helped them explore their sound. The band's music is known to be socially relevant. Lead singer Paolo Benjamin shares how they see music's role in turbulent times.
I think over the time that we also have been very active in music used for social change, we realized na equally din the function of music, especially in times like these, might also be to heal.
And that's today's wrap. I'm JC Gotinga. Thank you for watching. Click the link below for the full story. Follow us on Rappler's YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.